850-350-3733. It's Mark with you.
And JJ.
It's a live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. Indeed. You are not getting jilted with some kind of recorded show.
No.
And it's Free Talk Live is interactive. You can call in at 855-450-3733. Talk about what you want to talk about. But we do have a guest this evening, and we're going to be getting right to him in just a moment. But check out freetalklive.com. It is also an interactive website. You can go there, upload stories you've found, blog posts, pictures you can link to them, anything you want to link to. It's freetalklive.com. People can vote up your stuff. You can vote up other people's stuff. Vote it down. It's freetalklive.com. Let's go to Anthony Davies. Anthony, we've been talking about you a lot on Free Talk Live recently.
I'm flattered. Thank you.
Hello.
You've got some great videos over at learnliberty.org/FTL that I've picked these out of the lineup, and actually the Institute for Humane Studies, who runs that website, learnliberty.org/FTL, and the whole Learn Liberty, the Liberty Academy and the whole thing, they offered me the opportunity to talk to you, and I snatched up the opportunity because I feel that, you know, I really like a lot of the videos that you put out there.
Great. The whole point here is to get the word out as best we can. So, if you like the videos, we've done a good job.
Indeed. There's the one especially showing the U.S. debt as in a bar graph form. It's about a minute long, and the camera just keeps on panning out as the bars get higher and higher.
Right.
It's devastating.
Yeah, that was That was a last minute thought, actually. We were wrapping up shooting, and I had that data, and we said, oh, we should put something together like this. And of course, the way, for your listeners that haven't seen it, I show the economy of China and the economy of Japan, and then we go on and on, add things. We get to the total debt of the United States and unfunded, obligations to retirees and so forth. And then we get to the economic output of the world. And as I'm listing all of these things, the bars are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then finally we come to the total amount of money the U.S. government either owes other people or has promised current and future retirees, and that bar exceeds the output of the entire planet.
Right.
So it kind of, the whole story just lent itself to this, to pulling the camera back and seeing it get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's frightening to think that this is the legacy that the United States government has left for, you know, subjects.
Why do you think that this is such a, I mean, this is a huge amount of profound knowledge to know that the unfunded liabilities and all that sort of stuff, just what we're creating for us is such a huge insurmountable amount of money. Why isn't this more widely known, or why do you think the public isn't reacting to this like they ought to be?
Well, I think in large part the public has been, Americans are good people, and we tend to trust our politicians. I mean, we elect them, and their job is to lead. And what's happened is over decades now, we have trusted politicians who have said, oh, there's no problem here, or whatever problem there is, we'll be able to fix it. Well, we've kicked this can down the road far enough that we've now reached the point that it's mathematically impossible to fix. And so what I mean by that is the federal government has borrowed a lot of money from various people, but in addition to that, and this is the big thing, it has promised retirees benefits in the form of Social Security. It's promised retirees benefits in the form of Medicaid and Medicare payments. That it not only does it not have the money to cover, but to obtain the money necessary to cover that would cost us more than the total amount of money that the federal government brings in. It's just mathematically impossible to meet these obligations.
Now, how come it seems like the economy is kind of slowing down, but they're pumping a lot of money into it. You know, we've been taught all our lives is all they've got to do is pump money into it, and it will continue to bubble up. And that trick doesn't seem to be working anymore.
No, it doesn't. And the fact is, the trick, you know, you could pick up any Econ 101 textbook and it'll tell you the trick doesn't work. You know, in my dark hours, I have this vision of just buying a book and sending it to the president. All you got to do is read a few pages. The fact of the matter is, the way an economy works is people create stuff.
Yeah.
Where they perform services in exchange for other people who are creating other stuff or performing other services. The only thing that dollar bills do is enable us to easily exchange what I produce for what you produce, and for you to exchange what you produce for what someone else produces.
Right.
So you can see, if you plow a bunch of dollars into the economy, you really haven't done anything. You haven't created any new goods and services. Think of it this way. The analogy I use is a conveyor belt. I'm at one end of the building, you're at the other end of the building, and I need to get boxes to you. And I put them on the conveyor belt, they go down the conveyor belt, and they get to you. Well, the boxes are the goods and services. The conveyor belt is the dollars. When the Federal Reserve cranks up the money supply, all it does is speed up the conveyor belt.
Right.
Well, that doesn't do anything if I can't put the boxes on any faster than I was doing before.
It makes a certain amount of sense. The conveyor belt analogy leaves me a little stunned in that they seem to get a temporary boost from it. I mean, obviously wasn't the housing market created by making more dollars available? The sort of bubble that was created recently.
Yeah, the housing market, it wasn't created, in my opinion, principally by the influx of dollars, although
okay.
That certainly was a contributing factor. The big deal here was Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and these are government entities who were directed by the government to go out into the market and buy up mortgages from banks. So the way this works is, you want to buy a house, you go to your bank and you say, hey, can you lend me some money to buy a house? The bank says yes. Now, what just happened? You promised to pay the bank some money plus interest. The bank, in turn, forked over the money so you could buy the house.
Did the bank have the money initially? This is something I haven't been able to figure out. Was the money created through the bank signing getting a piece of signed paper? Was it created by the Federal Reserve and given to the bank so the bank didn't actually have the money in assets, or is it something, you know, is it really like I heard on the Warner Brothers cartoon that the bank just holds the money and that kind of thing? I mean, how does fractional reserve bank?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the way it worked is you've got people who save money and they put their money in the bank.
Right.
And it's that money that people have saved that the bank then turns around and loans out to other people. So that's the way the system is supposed to work. And of course, the bank takes on a risk by loaning you money. And that's why they charge you interest. So the whole system has a built-in check and balance. If the borrowers start getting too risky, so they're trying to buy houses that are beyond what they can afford, then what happens is the bank necessarily says, look, I'm going to have to charge you more interest than what I'm, because this is a risky sort of a proposition here. And the higher the interest rate the bank charges, the less apt the borrowers are to borrow. So you've got this built-in braking mechanism.
Right.
That's the way the thing's supposed to work. Now, enter Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The government says to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, not enough Americans own their own houses. All right?
Right. That's the American dream, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Now, how the government figures that not enough Americans own their own houses, I don't know. I mean, does it have a target? I don't know. It's never stated this. It just says people need to own their own houses. So it says to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, go out there and buy up these mortgages from the bank. So now you've got this influx of cash you were talking about. So Fannie Mae turns around and says to the bank, hey, you got mortgages there? Give them to me. I'll give you cash. And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac don't care if the mortgages are risky. And that's what starts the bubble.
Right.
They don't care whether the mortgages are risky because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac aren't in it to make a profit. So their money's not on the line. They're in it to satisfy whatever the political whims are.
And right. And obviously the government doesn't have the same mechanisms for figuring out what makes sense in the marketplace as a business.
Exactly. And so what you get is, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac buying up risky mortgages that someone who had a profit incentive wouldn't.
Right.
And
Anthony
so
Davis,
heard,
hold the line. You probably can't hear the music out there, and we have to take just a second here. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. It's so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. It's Mark with you.
And JJ.
Go check out news.freetalklive.com. There you can sign up for email updates, find out more about our Twitter, our Facebook, get all the news about Free Talk Live. These are the best ways to get it. It's news.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Anthony Davies from the Institute for Humane Studies. And what you're a professor, right, Anthony?
That's correct. At Duquesne University in Pittsburgh.
I just wanted to make sure I got some of your cred out here. It matters to somebody, I'm sure.
I appreciate it.
now you were telling us how the disaster occurred with the housing bubble, and it had more to do with Fannie and Freddie than the printing of money. You can go on with that if you'd like.
Well, it did, and I'll just give you just quickly a very simple analogy. I mean, picture that you're going to go to Las Vegas and gamble and think to yourself how much money you're willing to bet. Now, perform the same experiment, but this time someone's going to tell you that they'll cover all your losses.
Yeah.
On the second case, you're going to bet a heck of a lot. And that's what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac did to our banks. They
right.
said, look, go ahead and loan out, and we'll cover your losses.
Yeah, that would change how I would gamble, JJ.
Yeah, I don't want to gamble.
But your losses are covered.
Oh, awesome. Then let's do that. Yeah, right. Totally. Let's push the envelope. Right.
Right. At first I'm thinking, $100, whatever. Now, if I don't have to lose anything, it's a whole different story.
Jeez.
Yeah, and this is kind of the annoying part. The people, the politicians particularly blame it on the quote-unquote greedy bankers. Well, you know what? I mean, if you want to use the word greedy, that's fine. But they were greedy before, they're greedy after. The greed isn't what changed. What changed is all of a sudden the government said, we'll cover your losses.
Indeed. So now, is the housing market what sort of caused the slump that we have today?
Well, the bursting of the bubble certainly caused a slump. It was similar to the bursting of the tech bubble back in 1999-2000. But it's not what's currently ailing us. Along with the bursting of the bubble, we had an unprecedented takeover of the private economy with Obamacare. And it wasn't just Obamacare, but it was buying out the controlling interests in the automobile companies. It was in taking over much of the financial sector.
Isn't Obamacare kind of, I mean, hasn't that really like not gone into effect yet? And isn't the whatever happened with the car manufacturers, isn't that kind of over?
Well, yes, the car manufacturers have come out of bankruptcy, and the Obamacare was supposed to be phased in starting in 2013, and if the court cases go the way they're going now, it may never be phased in.
Right.
But here's the important point in both cases. In both cases, the federal government took unprecedented steps to interfere in the private markets.
Sure.
And that creates a tremendous amount of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a small business owner or even a large business owner, you're much less apt to invest in infrastructure, to hire new employees, because you don't know if the government might step in tomorrow and change the rules of the game again. So I think what we've been experiencing in the past 18 months of this malaise has been everybody just sitting on the sidelines waiting for the dust to settle.
So it's really just uncertainty.
It's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. You know, if Clinton's mantra was, it's the economy, stupid, Obama's should be, it's the uncertainty, stupid. That's what's holding us back.
Now, what effect does the printing of money on that? We hear a lot about QE1, QE2, maybe QE3 coming along. The bailouts. I'm sure that had something to do with printing money too, right?
Yeah, and the idea here is the government, the Federal Reserve increases the money supply, that pushes down interest rates, and with low interest rates, businesses are more likely to invest. People are more likely to borrow for mortgages. But here's the problem. The Federal Reserve has pushed interest rates so low, they can't go any lower.
Right. Japan had lower interest rates. Weren't they paying people, weren't paying banks to borrow money from their central bank?
Yeah, exactly.
So it could go lower. It could go into the negatives.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Well, the problem there is because everybody looks at, or politicians look at low interest rates and think they're good, but they're only good for some of us. They're good for those of us who are borrowing. Those of us who are saving, particularly the elderly
right.
who are living on income, this is very bad for them.
Right. The suggestion is in the economy today, I believe it was 2005, and I don't know if that's the only year, but I happen to know that in 2005, Americans... People spent more money than they made, which just kind of shows that the government has the government's created this whole economy of borrowing and consuming, and somehow or another saving is bad.
Right, right, exactly. But you think back to whenever it was, the late 1990s, when the government was saying we have a savings problem, Americans aren't saving enough.
Right. I remember them saying it, sure.
Yeah.
Were they just, was it just lip service, or what was it?
I don't know what it is, other than occasionally, you know, a politician will get a bee in his bonnet and think we're not doing enough of something or we're doing too much of something, as if the private sector is routinely making poor decisions. We don't know what it is that we want.
Hmm. Well, it would seem like people would react to some extent. I mean, if you have an economy based on debt and based on consumption, then, you know, the people are going to follow suit. You know, they're going to be getting these signals from the wherever the higher-ups that are giving these signals. And they're going to create this sort of false economy where people are, incentivized to consume more than they're and to go into debt more than they're incentivized to stay. I mean, if debt is really, really cheap, then people are going to be incentivized to go into it.
Yeah, that's true, up to a point. At some point, you start to realize what's flowing downhill.
Yes,
and
sir.
I think that's what we've got now. The federal government, it's becoming apparent, just cannot afford the amount of spending it has incurred. It cannot afford the debt that it's incurred. So the next logical step is it's going to start cutting back on aid it gives to the states.
Yep.
And requiring the states to pick up more of the tab for things that are the social programs and so forth.
Right, the austerity program, basically. I mean, it's
exactly.
It's
and what happens is the states are going to turn around to the local communities and do the same thing.
Sure,
and
they can't print money.
Yes, and at the end of that chain is you and me, and that's where the buck is going to stop. So I think a lot of Americans are wising up to the fact that we better get our tighten our belts and get our financial situation in order, because the people who are further up the food chain are going to be dumping on us pretty soon.
Now, I guess there are a couple of questions this begs, and I'll just start with one of them. How does the United States government fix this, and how likely is that?
Well, now the first question is easy. How do you fix it? Because our problem is crystal clear. The problem is spending. Now, you know, the politicians will say, well, we need to raise more revenue. Federal revenue per person has been rising significantly faster than inflation for the past half century. So revenue is not the problem.
Okay.
The problem is spending. So if you go back to, you know, the 1950s and look at how much the government spent compared to today.
Anthony, I've heard somewhere that essentially the taxes as a percentage of GDP is remained very, very similar over the decades. Is this so?
Yeah, it's about 18% of GDP, no matter what you do with tax rates.
Yeah, but so how can it be increasing per person?
The tax revenue is increasing per person.
We're going to have to talk about this in just a minute.
All right.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. direct.com/alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of pictures there at shrine.freetalklive.com of lady listeners who have sent in their pictures to prove that they listen to Free Talk Live in various and unique and exciting ways. It's shrine.freetalklive.com. It is one of the most visited sections of Free Talk Live.
No way.
Indeed, it is. It's really surprising. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We are talking to Professor Anthony Davies here of the IHS, and it's Duquesne University, is that right?
Duquesne, that's correct.
Duquesne University. And mm-hmm. You can see some of his videos over at learnliberty.org/FTL, and actually some of them that I picked out, and he has several there. You can search by, once you get there, you can search by names and see all of his videos if that's what you wish to do. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. And we were talking about the financial crisis there, and I asked you a question before we went to the break there. Anthony Davies, do you remember what it was?
I do. It was a good one, too. It was about the tax revenue is being a constant percentage of GDP.
Right. So let me reframe it. You're right. So tax revenue has been a constant as to GDP, but apparently what you're claiming is the tax revenue per individual has been rising at a rate higher than inflation for decades.
Right, right. And let me clarify those two things. The first one, you can go back to the 1950s, and it doesn't matter whether our tax rates were high or low. It doesn't matter whether you're taxing income or capital gains or corporations.
Right.
What's happened is since the 1950s, the government's revenue has been a constant 18% of the economic pie. So we bake this pie every year. We call it GDP. The government slice ends up being about 18%, regardless of whether it taxes us at high rates or low rates.
And that sounds steady as things go and good, right?
Well, yeah, it's also very interesting because what it means is this whole discussion that we have about we should tax more, tax less, or tax the rich or tax the poor is completely irrelevant. The government's going to get 18% of the pie, no matter what it does.
Okay.
So the important thing is select tax rates that make that pie as big as possible because you're going to get 18% of it.
All right. So
and that formula is easy. That's low tax rates and a simplified tax code.
It does make some sense. It doesn't seem like the government's heading down that path, though. It seems like they're heading down the path of increasingly Byzantine tax code, and that people can use to get out. You know, people that have the money to pay tax lawyers can get out of paying, but those of us who don't have these kind of understandings that if I just put a box of bees on my property, suddenly I'm a frickin' farmer and I pay a
right.
tenth of what I did before.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and we're seeing that Byzantine business not just in the tax code, but in the body of regulations as well. 20 years ago, the government regulated 1 in 6 jobs. Now it regulates 1 in 3. And interestingly, who's responsible for much of that regulation are the industries who are being regulated. They will go to the government and ask for regulation, ostensibly because it's for this public safety.
Sure.
In fact, what it's about is keeping out competition.
Absolutely. That's what regulations generally are about, is that bigger businesses want to keep smaller upstarts out and make their investment costs to get started so high that it is prohibitive.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, that is one of the greatest impingements on our liberty that's occurred over the past 50 years.
Now, Anthony Davies, before we go on here, let's step down and take a call. We've got Jeff in Waco calling in. Jeff?
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I've been listening.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing? You guys are dead on target here. You know, I'm 51 years old. My generation learned to spend less than you made. Even though I didn't make a lot of money, I'm a six-figure guy now, and I pay a lot of taxes, which I wouldn't mind paying taxes, like running a marathon. At least there was a prize at the end, but we're paying and nothing's happened. You have this instant generation, both in terms of the government gratification generation and the people, that we have to have everything now. Nobody wants to be told no, and this is the mess we're in. You know, my father and my grandfather didn't live their life this way. I try not to live mine. But you look what the government's doing. I'm not a math genius or I'm not an expert in the financial markets, but if you spend more than you make on a consistent basis, guess what? You're going to go, the average person goes broke and goes bankrupt. The difference with the government, they have the ability to, number one, monetize the debt or keep this charade going for many years until they're at off somebody else's problem. So unless something dramatic happens, and I mean dramatic, take the $14 trillion we owe, that's a mind-boggling number. I don't think people realize how bad that is. On top of the unfunded Social Security for guys like me and maybe you guys and Medicare, it's an unattainable problem to solve without massive, telling the American people we have to do massive reform now, or the America we know won't exist in the next 15 to 30 years.
Jeff?
It's simple.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Anthony?
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly, and I think a large part of what we're seeing comes from our increasing reliance on government. Whenever there's a problem, the first thing that many people do is turn to the government and say, fix this. And you see this now, repeated calls for the government to create jobs. The government doesn't create jobs. Entrepreneurs create jobs. All the government can do is move a job from one place to another by taxing one person and spending the money somewhere else. But the more we rely on government to fix this problem, the worse the problem's going to get, because the problem fundamentally is that we're relying too much on government.
I think the same could be said for the government relying on the Fed to solve their problems. I think I think the Fed and fiat currency is a large part of the issue, with the printing presses being used to solve the government's problems. So instead of government having to actually be accountable and balance their books or deal with some finite amount of gold or silver to spend, they can just turn on the printing presses and solve their problems that way. So the same way that people are looking to the government to solve their problems, the government is looking to the Fed to solve their problems. And I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly, and it's something I don't think many people appreciate. When the Federal Reserve just prints money out of thin air, it creates inflation. And what that is the same thing as if the federal government reached into every one of our pockets, every one of our bank accounts, and took some of the money out.
Yep. Across the entire world, not just the United States, but anyone holding petrodollars is hurt.
That's correct.
And another thing about what Jeff said that I kind of disagree with is this this suggestion that there were previous generations that were somehow better than the one that we have. Well, the fact is Medicare and Social Security are the problem. And if the previous generations from mine was really that much better, they would have saved and realized that the government couldn't sustain a program where people pay in 25 cents and get a dollar, where they which is how Medicare works, or they wouldn't deal with a retirement program where the return is less than 1%, like Social Security. I think we've had lazy sluggards in every generation, and this generation, frankly, is no different than any other.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, but at the same time, Social Security was intended originally to be a bare bones safety net for the poorest of the poor. You know, if you just look at it, the increase in life expectancy, if we set our retirement age today to be the same as it was when Social Security was first instituted, in terms of life expectancy, we're talking what, late 1940s, okay, early 1940s. Yeah, the retirement age would have to be 78 today. 78.
Jeez, that's a pretty old worker.
So what can an individual do to protect themselves? I mean, just the individual person protecting themselves in this sort of volatile economy.
Yeah, well, I think particularly this is true.
Anthony Davies, don't answer that question.
All right,
that's the tease.
Yeah,
855-450-3733. If you have any questions for Anthony Davies, now's the time to give him a call. 855-450-3733.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving an e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you limited on time to research the economy, industries, and stocks? Are you tired of the Wall Street crooks putting their interests ahead of yours? Then you need TrendsEquityResearch.com. 100% independent TrendsEquityResearch.com provides the best equity research on the web, period. From value investors to short-term traders, we have the important information you need to know. Stay ahead of the game and let us do the hard part. Visit TrendsEquityResearch.com today. TrendsEquityResearch.com. Trade smarter.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. What would you do if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve more liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? You can. It's happening now, and you can be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, it's freestateproject.org. I'm Mover JJ.
Yes, I am.
Number two, freestateproject.org. JJ, you had a question for Anthony Davies, who has been our guest here for the last few segments.
That's right, Mark. Just concerning the current state of affairs with bureaucrats basically out of control and spending to solve their spending problems, what can the individual do to protect themselves in this economy and basically set themselves up for success whenever more volatile times come?
Yeah, that's a darn good question. I think probably the one thing that everyone should be doing, at the very least, is start, saving money, for retirement, particularly those who are under 50 years old. You better figure on Social Security not being around, which means you'll be paying into it, but you won't be getting anything back. According to the latest, this is a 2010 Social Security Board of Trustees report, they anticipate Social Security being bankrupt by 2040, which sounds like it's far in the future, but that's about the time that today's 42-year-olds retire.
Wow. So do you recommend they hold that in dollars or some other form of just value?
Yeah, well, see, that's hard because you're asking an investment question. I'm only a lowly economist. I can't comment on investment matters.
Just based on how things have been going, based on the, $16 trillion the Fed has pumped into various businesses with this latest release here, considering all of that and the state of the dollar when the Fed is pumping trillions of dollars into the money supply, do you think it's wise for a person to have their assets held in dollars, given that inflationary effect that is going to happen?
Yeah, the more inflation you get, the less useful it is to have your investments in dollars. But part of the question is, well, where do you go? If you're talking about financial assets, as weak as the dollar might look, it's about the best game in town.
You probably don't want to go into Euros right now.
You probably don't want to do that. You want to be careful about doing things like gold as well. You know, gold looks awfully enticing going up from whatever it was, $500 2 years ago to $1,500. But gold is $1,800. Good Lord, yeah. Gold is tremendously volatile. You know, I was a kid when it went up to $800 an ounce, and everyone thought that was great. Then it dropped to $200 and stayed there for the next 30 years.
It did. Yep. Indeed. And you know, this is one of those things that you just don't know what's going to happen into the future. I've got some of my money in precious metals, and you know, because I certainly don't like having them in dollars. But what do you think with your, as far as prognostication goes here? And it doesn't look like they're going to change their patterns very much. I mean, I suppose they could elect Ron Paul and there could be some kind of change in the government. But it looks like you've got choice between big warfare welfare party one and big warfare welfare party two. And what do you see for the United States in the relatively near future if things continue the way they're going?
If things continue the way they're going, my guess is what's going to happen is that the welfare state is going to be dismantled. The question before us isn't if, but how. One possibility is that the politicians get their act together and generate some reasonable glide path to disassembling things. The other possibility is that we bump up against the laws of mathematics, where it's just impossible to keep going the way we're going. And I think what you're going to see is the federal government devolving much of what it does to the states. So it's going to say to the states, look, we the federal government can't handle Medicare anymore, so we're going to just divide up and you all handle it. And what you've got, interestingly, is the United States reverting to the model that we were designed to have in the first place.
Federalism.
Which is a very limited federal government that handles, basically national defense, and that's it. And the states, you have 50 experiments, each of these states doing various things in different ways. Now, one of the things people are going to say is, well, they're only states, they're not countries. Well, you know what? The 50 United States are larger than most countries on the planet. In fact, if the 50 United States broke up into separate countries, the top 20 countries on the planet would be United States states.
Yeah, I know that California is the size of somewhere near France, which is about the seventh economy in the world. So, I mean, I would imagine you're talking about some pretty large places. And it would seem like they would be likely to want to work together. There's this sort of shared history that we have as states, and it would seem unlikely that they're going to break up. But would the federal government, they currently take money in for Medicare and Medicaid and all that stuff. They wouldn't step out of the way as the mediator of that, the intermediary of that money, would they?
I couldn't tell you. I think I would not be surprised if what happens, and I'm not predicting, don't get me wrong, I'm not predicting the states breaking up, but I would not be at all surprised if the federal government ended up taking something like Medicare or Social Security, dividing it into 50 separate programs that are completely managed by the states.
Wow. It would, it's gotta be better than what we have going now.
Yeah, there are many states that are already seeking their own sovereignty in some fashion or form, with whatever Obamacare. I know there's been a lot of states contesting that, some states with their own immigration laws that they're trying to impose and, things to that effect. I can only see that increasing.
The real ID situation?
On. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, this monetary situation goes, I mean, What are the fixes that you would hope that the politicians would institute? And do you see anything happening with the new the election going on?
Well, the election, and I'll be honest with you and your listeners, I'm holding out hope for Ron Paul. I think it's, if we don't get someone like that in the White House in the very near future, we're going to have a problem. We're reaching a tipping point where it's, I've said it before, I'll repeat it, that we're going to get to a point where it's mathematically impossible to get out of this hole we dug.
What would they do at that point if it's mathematically impossible to get out of the hole that they dug?
Well, at that point, you default. And the way default would work...
Don't they just print money to avoid default?
Well, but you want to be careful doing that too much, because then you're going to get, you could end up with some serious inflation.
Neither one of those situations is good.
Well, Well, yeah, but the easy thing to do is to hide the default. And what you do there is you scale back seriously the promised Social Security and Medicare benefits. And technically, legally, that's not a default.
Right, right.
Now, you try telling that to retirees who were promised the benefits, but technically that's not a default.
Well, any retiree that's listening to this that thinks that, Medicare is going to continue the way that Medicare is going is in for a big, fat, terrible surprise. Yep. I mean, I don't know what to say. I hate that it happened. But I don't know what to say because it can't. If you just look at Medicare, it's the single worst program that they have going, and they cannot continue with it.
Right, and I think there's an easy, well, I won't say easy, the way out there is to take our, you know, the healthcare industry that we have just regulated to death and let go of it. And what will happen is, because none of us want, you know, old people not having proper health care. But what will happen is if we deregulate the whole thing, private individuals, the private market will find a way to allocate resources to serve the most number of people in the best possible way. That's what we do.
It always happens.
Yeah, the Americans, and it's the one thing I tell my students, that Americans by far are better than anyone else on the planet at, and that's coming up with creative solutions. If you just let us alone to do what we do, we'll find a way out of this. But as long as the government holds the reins, we can't do what we do best.
Right. And I think that's a great argument for deregulation all across the board.
And Americans are also some of the most generous people that the world has ever seen. I mean, we give and give and give. Whenever a disaster occurs around the world, the money begins to flow in. And when you're talking about money, people trade their time for money. That means that they're giving of their serving, essentially. You know, they may be serving in the capacity of whatever they're most efficient at making money at, which is great, because then they can give money.
Right, right, exactly.
So, I mean, I do trust the American people to handle these things. What I don't trust is for the federal government to get the heck out of the way. I mean, obviously, they're going to have some kind of incentive. And the picture you paint here, Anthony, frankly, is rather bright. I think it's going to be good for everybody. I hope that Ron Paul gets elected too. I'm certainly not going to put all my gold and silver on it, but I fear that people like Bachman and Perry are parroting what he says and will confuse the issue.
Right, right.
Well, Anthony Davies.
Yeah, more than anything, we need a man of principle.
Indeed. Anthony Davies, thank you for the interview.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yep, folks can see you. Yeah, indeed. Folks can see you at learnliberty.org/FTL. See some of your excellent videos. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.